After stalling and delays last month, TransCanada and ExxonMobil have filed draft resource reports on their proposed Alaska natural gas pipeline to the lower 48. Prospects for the pipeline have been looking grim after Governor Parnell encouraged gas producers to focus on a liquefied natural gas project in Alaska, and TransCanada and Exxon skipped filing their draft reports by last month's original deadline. But today, the companies took the next step in advancing the project by turning in the resource reports. The federal pipeline coordinator charged with working on a project, Larry Persily, says it's a welcome development.
Well, they're a couple weeks later than people had expected or hoped for, but it's good news that they're filed. It means, at least for now, the TransCanada Exxon Mobil venture is continuing through the regulatory process toward its October application to FERC for a certificate to build and operate the project. Doesn't mean they're going to build it, but it's another step, and it's a positive step.
The 11 resource reports are the culmination of work that took 3 years and millions of dollars. They're now with FERC, the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission. They provide data on the 800-mile corridor the gas line would take from Point Thompson through Alaska to the Canadian border. The 4,500 pages detail the project's potential impact on the land, bodies of water, communities, wildlife and fish, and other resources along the pipeline's expected path. Persily says they're chock full of valuable information.
Even if this thing never got built, there's a lot of good data there for state and federal agencies, for communities and the rest. But assuming you're working toward building a project, the whole purpose of this is for everyone to look at it and say, hey, here's some gaps. You're missing some things. I don't have the information I need. Go out and get that before you submit your final reports and complete application in October for the project. And then that becomes the basis for the environmental impact statement.
In another sign, a project is a long way off, however. The Office of the Federal Pipeline Coordinator took a hit last month when Congress slashed its budget from $4 million to $1 million. Persily laid off four of his Washington-based staffers this week, leaving two in the Washington office and five in Anchorage. He's also moving the D.C. office to a significantly smaller and cheaper location.